views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. On this third week in August, I cannot believe we're almost through with August, but on this August 20th, I want to share with you, to start the show, a beautiful review that I received for my number one Amazon International best-selling book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. And it reads, a wonderful emotional roller coaster ride of a book. I admit, I cried because I could relate to the difficulties that the author had been through. You cannot help but be touched by the difficult life that Claire Candy had chosen for her first incarnation on the earth plane. It is a superb book for those that struggle and find themselves in repetitive cycles, of which they seem unable to break out of. You know, you hear of many walk-ins simply not being able to recall what has happened after a traumatic experience, which sees the person change. For instance, those who wake up from some traumatic experience and they exhibit completely different characteristics. Angel Ariel, who swapped places with Claire Candy, goes on a journey to remember and awaken who she is. And the result is her inspirational story in this book and how she now helps to guide others wanting to break free and to be true to their authentic self. A book for both believers and non-believers, because it's all pretty straightforward when Claire Candy speaks about life on the earth plane and life in the afterlife. You cannot help but be moved at how things unfold in her life. And we always have the opportunity to change our circumstances with the help of our guides and helpers across the veil. If you are ready to change your life and take back your power, stand in your I Am presence, then read her first book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and then this one, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, because it's its sequel. Honestly, you'll be very, very glad you did. And that comes from Brigitta in England. Thank you very much, Brigitta. Do remember that you can get all of my books on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. You can purchase them on Amazon. So far, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, is available on audible.com as an audiobook. So let's delve into more of this month of August. The theme is spirituality with today's topic, which is spiritual laws that create a beautiful life. Now, like many of my topics, this topic came about because of a conversation I had with a client. My client, Mary, now this is not her real name, but let's call her Mary. Mary had been a constant worrier all her life. And even when things were working out for her, she only focused on all the ways in which her so-called streak of good luck would abruptly end. Feeling heavy, feeling weighed down with the burden of constantly being uncertain about her fate, she cried, "When will it be my time? When will my time come that I don't have to worry anymore and I can finally start to live my life?" Well, the posse of angels were quick to fly in. They chimed straight in and they told her, "Your time is now. It has only ever been now. That's because there is only the present moment. In addition, the universe desires what you desire. It always has. The more you put your focus and attention on that which you desire, then the universe must start to conspire to bring it to you. For the universe, God, Source, and the angels are always, always working for us and continually answering yes to whatever we're focusing on. And that is no matter what it is, and whether those focused energies are done consciously or, as many people don't know, unconsciously." Suddenly, my client had an amazed look on her face as she said, "But how, excuse me, how can this be true? I've dreamed of financial security and abundance for so long. I continually pray and have asked for it, and I still do not have enough. And I'm left always waiting and wanting for my prayers to be answered." I replied, "Isn't it interesting that you always feel like you don't have enough? And what you are experiencing in your physical reality is not enough. In addition, you keep choosing to remain in the frequency of waiting and wanting for something to happen. These energies are then matched by the universe. In this case, it's the energy of lack. And it keeps you in a perpetual cycle of waiting and wanting. Your security and your abundance comes from God, not from money. Security and abundance are states of mind, because to feel them is a choice. And it's available to all of us, because security and abundance are divinely and inherently ours. No matter what we have, we can all choose to feel them in any second that we wish. Yet many people do not choose to be abundant because they make this wholly reliant and dependent on how much money they currently have. By choosing to feel abundant and secure, no matter what, you demonstrate the vibrational frequency that you would like God and the angels to match and bring more of the same into your physical world. If you'd like to start feeling abundant, secure, the best way to start would be right now. Because there's no other moment available for any of us to affect our lives other than the present moment. You know, listeners, while the posse of angels delivered their message, they lovingly put their arms around my client, and their deep love for her began to melt the sad, built-up emotions in her heart, a feeling that she was always being blocked and kept from what was divinely hers. There was a softness that came over her. Her energies lightened, and she wept. But this time, she wept tears of joy as she was returned to her natural, divine, eternal state of allowing the providence of God, Creator, Source, and the angels to enter her life with ease and with grace. You know, after my client left, I thought back over our session and how it was filled with so many universal truths. Now, these truths, or spiritual laws, are so firmly ingrained in my life as daily practices and habits that I really cannot imagine living any other way. And I thought for today's show, I would review some of these spiritual laws that are gifted not just to a few, but to each and every one of us on our journey as spiritual beings having a human experience. Now, firstly, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that everything is energy. And for every energy that we either consciously or unconsciously emit through our thoughts, through our words, or through the feelings that we perpetuate and we choose to use, there is an equal energy that occurs in our reality. That's why like attracts like. Once again, as I stated to my client, this is the universal laws of attraction, or the laws of cause and effect. And even though, like my client, many of us rant and rave and scream to God's source and the angels that we do not have, well, let's say, for example, we do not have enough money and to send us more, this is actually counterproductive and it's self-negating. What the universe is hearing is a double negative. I am unhappy. And I am in lack. And because God's source and the angels are there to hear, answer, and energetically send us what we focus on, they will send us more unhappiness and lack. In fact, our words are so powerful that whatever we state after the words, I am, well, it'll pretty much manifest in these powerful energies that the conscious collective is experiencing. You know, I've had plenty of people say to me, how can this be so if God is supposed to be so benevolent and kind and compassionate? Well, the funny thing is that God is all of those things. He, she, it, all that is, has also bestowed the blessing and the gift of free will on each of us to co-create our realities as we see fit along with God's source. Now, in fact, the universe doesn't know good or bad or right or wrong, as it only knows to match the exact vibrational frequency that we choose to hold inside of ourselves. You know, it really is that simple. A perfect example of this came from yet another client of mine who was deeply depressed after her divorce, as her husband had left her for a younger woman. Now, as a result of her divorce, her standard of living plummeted, and she had to move out of her beautiful big home into a very small apartment, which she absolutely hated. I asked her why she hated her apartment, and she cried, it's so dark and gloomy, and I've prayed for a nicer apartment for so long, but at the price that I can afford now, well, there are only dark and small apartments. Now, the posse of angels suggested that she didn't need to look for a new apartment, but she needed a change of a new attitude, but that a positive and optimistic change in her perception would very easily then draw a new, light, bright place to herself. They suggested she put on some bright, uplifting music and do a thorough clean of her new place. Now, it's hard to believe, but she hated this new place so much that she had not cleaned it thoroughly since moving in a year ago. After it was cleaned, I suggested that since she was on a budget, that she visit the dollar store and buy some candles and some posters, maybe some large scarves to cover some of the dingy walls, and buy a small indoor plant to bring life to her dark unit. And maybe she could pull out the weeds that were entangling some of the old rusted chairs in the little piece of garden unit that was outside of her apartment. You know, clean up that spot, put in some bright pots of colorful flowers, and maybe a lovely angel statue or two at her doorstep that she could get very reasonably priced at the dollar store. And in this way, she would welcome the new to come in. I then shared with her the most important thing when she was doing all this was to bless her apartment, tell the universe how truly grateful and appreciative she was to have a place to live in. Now, armed with these suggestions and feeling brighter and more enthusiastic, she was excited to implement the Posse of Angels suggestions. You know, everyone, it was 4 weeks later when I received a very excited call from this client. And she said, "I cannot believe what has happened. The manager of my apartment block knocked at my door and said that he had a proposal that might interest me. He and his family had decided to move back east, and the landlord had asked him if he could recommend someone to take over as manager of the small block of apartments. He told my client that he had noticed and he loved the new fresh look of the front of her unit with the flowers and the statues, and it made him wonder if she would like his position. He went on to tell her that the pay for his managerial position was good, but what made it really attractive was that the job came with his apartment, which was light, bright, and twice the size of his current apartment, with it being on two levels. Now, in addition, the manager only had to pay $500 a month in rent. My client was paying double that, $1,100, for her smaller unit. By changing and expanding her energies to gratitude and appreciation, her reality started to bring her a much brighter, expansive place to live. So, let's get back to those spiritual laws that help us on our journey as spiritual beings having a human experience. After remembering that everything is energy and we are constantly changing our reality to the energy, what we feel inside, the second insight about spiritual law came as a result of doing a reading for a young man. And his first question was, "Why am I here?" I didn't need to look at any cards, as the answer to his question is the same for each and every one of us, and it's twofold. Firstly, we are here to garner experiences in a human life, to be challenged in a physical dimension in order for our soul to grow, to expand, and experience. This can be done in theory when we are across the veil in our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness. We can do this in the afterlife very easily, but we do not experience this in a practical sense, as a result of duality existing on the physical earth plane. The second part of the answer is that once we are living an honoring life and not giving our power away, then it is imperative that we bring forth our gifts and talents that we were born with. Now, the Posse of Angels, they're hearing some of your thoughts, saying that perhaps you don't think of yourself as talented, but everyone, every single one of us, is born with an integral puzzle piece of the planet to share with the rest of the world, because we are here to make a difference. Most people, this goes without a doubt, most people do not honor their talents because they wonder how will they make any money doing what they love doing. You know, when I wrote my first book, channeled it, Angels of Faith, I could have said to myself, oh my gosh, there have been plenty of books about angels. Why should I publish this? But I knew in my heart that God didn't give this book to anyone else, and it was my joy to share it with others. But the mere fact that something brings you joy when you're doing it, it's adding to the joyful bank account of the planet. You may love creating art or music or dance or singing or writing. You may be a great gardener, or you have a special affinity to be around animals. Whatever your passion is, the Posse of Angels is imploring you, follow your joy and do it. In this way, you'll be in a state of joy and happiness, and you'll bring more abundance not only to your life, you will easily draw that joy and joyful opportunities and connections to do more of what you love, but you'll send your joy and share it with the rest of the world. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing that the more we co-create with God and our angels, and we strengthen this bond, the more our lives will flow with absolute ease and grace. Now, the third spiritual law is that it's important to remember that abundance is our nature and will always be provided for. Many people have trouble with this spiritual law as they ask for things, and when they do not receive it in the way that it's expected, they say that they're not provided for. But God determines the how and the when we're provided for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. Yes, we are allowed to ask for things that we desire and intend. Yet once we do this, it's of the greatest benefit to let go of the how and the when it happens, as this has never been in our control. It is simply not our providence. And when we allow God and the angels to figure out that how and when, that's when miracles, synchronicities, and magic happen. And last but not least, the last important spiritual law is that everything happens in divine timing, not ours. The more we surrender and let the infinite God source provide for us, it opens limitless and in many cases, spectacular, miraculous ways for our intentions and our prayers to be filled, rather than trying to push hard with our limited, logical, rational minds to figure out how to make things happen. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that by following these spiritual laws, our lives will not only become easier, but the amount of drama in our lives will greatly diminish. And you might be asking, once I follow these laws, will we still have challenges in our lives? And the answer is most probably yes. But challenges are very different from problems, as challenges are just an introduction of something new in our lives that needs to show up in order to help us grow and to move forward. And once one makes these spiritual laws part of their daily practice, then one welcomes challenges and knows that when they show up, it's because the universe is telling us that we are ready and more than capable of taking a next step forward in our lives. Now, just to end speaking about challenges, I love these quotes. Being challenged in life is inevitable. Being defeated is optional. And how about this one? Ultimately, challenges are what makes life interesting. Overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. And finally, believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there's something inside of you that is even greater than any challenge outside of yourself. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Please do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. Just before we go to break, I'll remind you of my books once again, two Amazon international best-selling novels, I Am an Angelic Walk-In and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. Just a bit of a reminder, read One True Home first, as I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, is the sequel. And for those who want a reminder that we are divine and eternal and we do not die, Angels of Faith will provide that with magnificent illustrations and the touching of that divine on our hearts to remind us just how divine each and every one of us is. Please go to my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. You can purchase the books on Amazon, or you can listen to I Am an Angelic Walk-In as an audiobook on audible.com. We are going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be taking your calls for those free angel readings with myself and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels. If you want a free reading, do call in on 1-800-930-2819, and we would love to speak with you. We will be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello everyone, you're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We have been speaking about spiritual laws to create an absolutely beautiful life for each and every one of us. Do remember, if you did miss the first part of the show, in which we spoke about those beautiful spiritual laws, you can always listen to the show or any of the shows, my previous shows, as they're all archived on the Transformation Talk Radio, my host page on there. Just go to Transformation Talk Radio, look up Claire Candy Hoff, and all of the different subjects, they're all archived on that host page of mine. So let's go way, way across the pond. Let's go to Bulgaria for our first caller, Vignella. Vignella, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Hi, Claire Candy Hoff. I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I am very well. So lovely to hear your voice, and so lovely for you to call in from so far away. What is happening in your life?
Well, I want to ask you a question. I have some concerns about my health right now. I had a very difficult period. I had to take some strong medication, and it created a lot of side effects. A lot of side effects kicked into my body. So I have been going through some difficulties, so to say, with my health. And I wanted to call your show. I wanted to call you and ask you what kind of guidance the angels have for me. What do they say about my health? What do they feel about it?
Okay. The first thing they want you to know, Vignella, is that the health symptoms that you are having are coming from emotional problems. That's where they are stemming from. Much of the anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, criticism, feelings that we're not good enough, things that happened in the past, program us to believe that we're not good enough, we're not worthy, or all of these things. And they play havoc with our emotional system, which is our immune system. So they want you to, first of all, can you be a little bit more specific on what health problems you're experiencing?
Well, you know, this is problems with the nervous system that that are happening. This is a result of a medication that I had to take, and it's like all my nerve system is totally like I experience some very strange sensations with my nerves kicking, with muscle spasms, with tingling in my hands, some very physical symptoms that are actually side effects from a medication.
Okay. Okay. But why did you take the medication to begin with? What were you experiencing?
It was not completely voluntarily. I just did not have another option that, you know, I was basically told that I need to get treatment and so on. And it was not my choice. It was not by choice I had to take this.
Okay. All right. So what they're saying is it would be very advantageous for you. It'd be very good for you if you found a Reiki practitioner, a Reiki master practitioner in your area, and you went for energy medicine treatment. I don't know if you have anybody in your area. There are many people that do it, distant healing. I'm a Reiki master myself. If you have somebody within your area that is a Reiki master, they could treat you, and they could calm your nervous system down.
Okay. I can see how I can do that. Yes, yes.
Okay, this is really important.
I can see how I can.
Because Reiki is now accepted by the National Health Organization. You know, it's in big hospitals like Johns Hopkins Hospital and Cedars-Sinai in cancer centers around the United States, because it helps to calm the nervous system. It takes pain away, and it really brings peace to the body. And I think this would be of enormous help for you. So let's go to the cards and see what other messages we have for Vignella. Vignella, this is going to really make a difference. And because Reiki improves the immune system, it strengthens the immune system, then it gets the person to a stage where they're calm, they're peaceful, their immune system is strong, that once that happens, then they can speak to their doctor about, possibly getting off the medication, because it does such a great job improving the immune system and releasing pain and bringing tranquil serenity back to the body. And it's all natural. So I think that would be of great importance for you. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for Vignella, if there are any other messages that are coming out for her. Well, the first one is the Magician card. This is the card of you have everything inside of yourself to affect your outside world. So this is great confirmation. The reason you called in today was to find out how to take inspired action to improving your health. I don't know if you meditate. Do you meditate?
No, not so much lately. Not so much.
Okay.
But that's a great practice. Yeah.
Okay. The posse of angels, my angels, are saying, beloved Vignella, please take maybe 10 to 20 minutes every day to sit in silence and just allow yourself to listen. Close your eyes, center on your heart, center on your breathing, and then this calms the nervous system down. This, don't ask the angels for anything. Don't expect anything. Just take that 10, 15, 20 minutes to calm down, because you are the magician and you have all the tools inside of you to calm your nervous system down. So once you do this, so they're saying to meditate for 10 to 20 minutes a day in quiet. It doesn't have to be any, you don't have to follow a CD, although I have a great CD on my website that you can listen to as well while you're meditating. But if you don't want to purchase that, then it's all you need to do is silence and focus on your breathing and the beating of your heart. The next card that's coming out for you is the Empress. How do you spend time in nature?
Yes, I do. Okay. Spend time outside. I love nature. Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good because you get a lot of peace and quiet in nature. Also, do you create anything? Do you create any art, any music, any dance? Do you write?
Well, I used to create Facebook pages on different subjects, on different topics, and I used to love to do that, but I have not done this lately.
Okay, they want you to get back to your joy. That's what they want you to do. Getting back to your joy, once you do that 10 to 20 minutes of meditation and quiet reflection, once you get back to your joy of creating, these two cards are really important because they're major arcana cards. The Magician is the masculine, the creative Empress is the feminine, is the divine feminine in us. That is getting back to our creative joy. Once you do those two things, then what happens is then you find the peace. This is amazing. You find the Four of Swords, which is the peace card. It's the rest, the relaxation. So I love all of these cards, and they're pointing directly to your peace within yourself and the things that you can do in order to regain that peace. And once you've done this for a while, I'd love you, Vignella, to call back into the show and tell us how your health has changed as a result of the meditation, getting back to your creative joy. And because you'll be amazed at how much this is going to help you. And I mean, I would love to help you. I mean, I have clients that I help through Skype, and distant healing overseas. But if you would like to find somebody in your area, do look for a Reiki master. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
It's been very helpful. Can I ask one more quick question? Or
yes,
we don't have the time right now?
No. Yes, of course. You can ask.
Let me ask one more quick question. It is job-related because I'm also looking for a job right now. And I was wondering if I should stay in my home country and look for a job, or if I should travel and go to the UK and look for a job. It's a bit of a dilemma for me right now, which way to take. Should I stay here in Bulgaria, or should I travel to the UK?
Okay, the reason you're asking this question, it's because it's time to move. It is time to move because they say they're already organizing, meaning the angels are already organizing the connections and the people that you're going to meet in England. And I'll just pull you a sacred traveler card and then we'll go to our next caller. The card that you got is wondrous. Two cards that flew out. One is overcoming obstacles. You can overcome anything because overcoming obstacles is having that peace of mind and that that tranquility inside, which you're going to get. And then wondrous universe came out, which is the walk in beauty card. And I love the wondrous universe. There is a wondrous universe that is waiting for you. And all you have to do is take the first step. Because they're saying that they've been pointing you towards England, and they want you to know that that's your next step. So I'm very excited for you, Vignella, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Same here. And thank you so much, Claire Candy. I really, really, really appreciate your guidance, and I really appreciate your angels, and it really means a lot to me to talk to you and to receive this guidance. And I really want to thank you, and I really appreciate. And in the future, I will call into the show, and hopefully I have some good things to share with you.
You will. Just believe it and trust in your heart that you will have wonderful things to share. I'm sending so much love. God bless you. Take care.
God bless. Thank you so much, Claire Candy. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Such a beautiful, beautiful energy. Thank you, Vignella, for calling into the show. Let's go to our next caller. We have our caller a little bit closer to home, to me, here in Santa Monica, California. We've got Yvette from California. Hi, Yvette. How are you today?
Hi. How are you?
I am very well. What is happening in your world?
So many interesting things, I'm also in a, I would say work dilemma. I think things are flowing, but also just open to new opportunities and just kind of being open to those opportunities.
Right.
I just want to see what guidance the angels had on that. And also love. I feel like there's something, I think energetically things are opening up. I'm being patient because I know that's what I need to do with certain things. And
right.
Just curious on what all of that looks like.
Wonderful. I guess when I'm shuffling the cards, let's go to love. Love makes the world go round. As John Lennon said, all you need is love. When you think back, to your former loves, how do you feel when you think back to them?
I wouldn't think back to them.
You wouldn't at all?
No, because they don't equate to what I would think of as the love like I desire. I know I can have, or the know
right.
I deserve. I feel like right now those. Go on.
Okay, what I was going to say, but when you think when you do think back on them, how do you feel when you know they just come across your radar screen? How does that make you feel?
Twofold. One is a joke. Like, he's a joke. One is like there's nothing, like, thank God there's nothing harsh, abusive, just not the right one. And just one was, could have been the one, but didn't turn out to be the one. And then one was like, probably wasn't, they were good people for the most part. Just not my vibration.
Okay.
At least, and also at that time, and now they would never be my vibration.
Okay. All right. And you've changed considerably. If you found your way to my show, you've changed considerably. You know, you don't have the same cells that you did before. The reason why the Posse of Angels are getting around to this is because they want you to know that these were your soulmates. These were people in your soul group that you contracted. You wrote them into your contract for a very specific reason. You wrote them in to reflect something in them back to you, which had to be worked on.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, so that's number one. Number two is, so they want you to do a little bit of a ceremony. They want you to acknowledge that you wrote them into your contract, otherwise they would not have been there. They want you to thank them. Thank them for whatever contrast they brought to you. Because the reason they bought the contrast was to teach you tolerance, acceptance, patience, forgiveness, tolerance for someone who might have been 180 degrees opposite for you. Mm-hmm. And these are really difficult lessons to learn, and they usually only come in contrast. So that's why so many of our soulmates, like the former soul, she picked a physically abusive man who she stayed with for 22 years marriage, 26 years together, although he was abusive. She learned extraordinary lessons from that. So what they want you to, so first you acknowledge, then thank them, and then bless them. Bless them for the journey that they chose and the decisions that they made, because those aren't your choices. But you just bless them, because if you bless somebody, then you are blessed, like attracts like. And then you just release them from having any effect on you. Where this is all going, Yvette, is then you become non-triggered or non-reactive. You don't actually look at them like a joke. You see the divine in them, because underneath their choices or their actions, they are divine, just like you are divine. And wherever they are wherever they were on their journey, is perfect. So this is going to help in the area of love. It's going to help tremendously to bring into divine alignment some of those energies which may need to just be tweaked a little bit in order for you to be, sort of peaceful and to see these former relationships as just loving and divine. And that's the new. Now, the new opportunities that are coming in for you, they want you to know that they are working on them. They have said that I don't believe, let me just ask them, hold on. Okay, they're saying that one of the reasons why things haven't, exploded or really opened up is because there's part of you that's not dreaming big enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's part of you that's still holding back. You know, it's still willing to take some compromise or settling for less than your multidimensional self. See yourself as, goddess of the universe. And if you could snap your fingers, what would you intend for your life to look like? And they want you to dream that size. They want you to step into your multidimensional self and dream that size. because there's a part of you that has been holding back, whether you think that you can or whether you think that it's at all possible to have this kind of a miraculous, extraordinary, synchronistic, and magical life. The first card that's coming out for you is the kissy, kissy face. I know, this is the love card. It's the Ace of Cups. I mean, your cup is running over. This is going to help you in love to do what the acknowledgement, the thanking them, the blessing them, and then releasing them. This opens up a new beginning in love. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself, you know, by doing that. What comes in is your King of Swords. Now, the King of Swords is, a lot of people see him as a little bit cold. He's not unemotional. He's just he's just in his head, like us air signs are often. I'm a Libran, and so we tend to be our thinkers more than our emotional side. But they're showing me the two birds that are flying parallel with one another there. So that's another indicator of Mr. Yvette coming in. And then then the next card is the Knight of Swords card, which is the full speed ahead card. So this tells me that once you start doing this and once you start bringing this into divine alignment, then you will draw a very different person to yourself. Let's go to the Sacred Traveler cards, because we have time to pull another card here for you. They're just showing me that there are a couple of loose ends inside of you, energetically inside of you, that just need to be tweaked. They need to be tweaked a little bit, and you to be strong enough and have the empowerment to say, well, I created these former relationships with the energetic way I was, and you know, the knowledge that I had, but now with the knowledge that I have and this multidimensional goddess, they keep mentioning the goddess, it would be a great idea for you to start up looking up things of goddesses, you know, goddess cards, goddess books, stepping into the goddess that you are, you know, that knowing who you are, knowing and having that freedom of allowing yourself to be wild and to be free. You got the Miracles card. Expect the wondrous to emerge. I couldn't have said it any better. We do have time to read just the little blurb in here. Just around the bend, a miracle is waiting to happen. Release fear, uncertainty, and majestic wonders wait to unfold for you. What is expected tends to be realized. The more you become aware of small marvels in your life, the more they will grow in magnitude. Watch for them in your life. Trust that all is unfolding for your highest. Celebrate and cherish these minor miracles when they happen, no matter how small. What others see as ordinary, the sacred traveler sees as wondrous. Look at your life in a new way. Let go of fear and expectations and allow the Creator to solve your challenges in mysterious, wondrous, and like I said before, miraculous ways. Don't limit the way you think miracles can appear in your life, and don't limit your vision of your life. Dream big, and all is well. And I hope that's been helpful for you, Yvette.
100%. Is it okay to ask one more question or no? Because you got someone else.
No, you can ask another question. We've got about another minute or 2 minutes.
So it's about a guy. His name is Brian, and I call him my prototype. And he's like things that I like in a man and things that I know, like we work on this thing together, and he's like, he's doing the things that a woman would want a man to do, you know, but he's being chivalrous and kind and sweet. I wanted to know what. Is there a dynamic between us, or is it just God is telling me that's my prototype?
No, they're saying that that there is something between you, and what is what you're putting up as a block is some things held deep inside of you of whether you're worthy and deserving of just such a man.
Oh yeah, he's amazing. Yeah.
Okay. So it's not, yeah. It's not him. And yes, you could have a thing together. But there is some restriction that you look at him like I look at my twin flame, my beloved Pete, and I think, oh my God, he's just, you know, he's more than I possibly could ever have asked for. Mm-hmm. And to get beyond, yes, I am worthy. Yes, I am deserving of this. And that is why they are saying embrace and encompass the goddess, because you haven't seen yourself as the goddess. This is your God prototype, and you need, and I'm getting shivers all over, Yvette, you need to step into the goddess in order to
100% agree.
Is that divine masculine? You need to step up to be that divine feminine. I'm getting shivers all up and down my legs. That's wonderful.
Okay.
So enjoy being the goddess, you know, dance like a loon, howl at the moon, whatever you see yourself as that goddess energy. And I'd love to hear from you after you've done this for a while and see what transpires.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, Claire.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
You too. And that just about wraps our show up for today. Thank you so much to my callers, my Bulgarian caller, and also California. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Thank you for recommending the show to others. Do remember, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'm here. I would love to speak with all of you. So take care. Remember to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. No one else can do it for you. Find that God goddess inside of you, then have the courage to live it. I'm wishing you love and angel blessings, and I do look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.